So person talking about the law of tzitzis, putting tzitzis in the morning, putting on tzitzis. So the Mishabura points out a person should put on tzitzis as meat as soon as, not before he washes his hands, he says, but if you put it on immediately afterwards, in order that he should not go even Dalai Lama's without wearing tzitzis, the more presents that as a mitzvah tzitzis, but the Magen Rambam and the Shabbur pass, and that's the preferred way a person should put on the tzitzis in the morning. The person should put on the tzitzis standing. The person should be standing when he puts on the tzitzis, and the bracha also has to be said when he's standing. The tzifa and the bracha are done with the person's amida. The person puts on the tzitzis, the person should put on the tzitzis. For a person only making a bracha on a talus katan, the adults are made not to do a tzifa and a talus katan. But you put the bracha on before, you say the bracha before you put it on, and you put on the tzitzis with two tzitzis in front and two tzitzis in back. This halach of two tzitzis in front and two tzitzis in the back is the Beis Yosef brings a tzitzis which holds that's ma'akev, and the beggar says may that it's not in front and back, it's not even tzitzis in tzitzis according to the Beis Yosef, at least one tzitzis. So the correct way to wear tzitzis is two in front and two in back. The Goyim went to say, so far as to say that some people have a minute by Shema, take all four tzitzis. He held that was incorrect, because you're supposed to always keep two in front and two in back. The Ramah actually over there argues and says that two in front and two in back is not ma'akev, but and obviously Mechaber, who says you take by Shema, you take all four tzitzis, also agrees with that. The Mechaber and Hilchos Kriya Shema. But there's a lot of definitely even rest of the day when you're not getting involved in that minig, the correct way to wear the tzitzis is two in front and two in back. One last point about the person wears his tzitzis, the person wears tzitzis in a way they're not dragging on the ground. This morning again, for a person wearing a talus gadol and wearing a talus katan, it should be zoyin for the tzitzis that they should be dragging on the ground. I guess if a person also be wearing a large talus katan, you would have that issue also. So you should be careful not to have the tzitzis dragging on the ground. Have a good morning, Shira, is at 9:15.